Well, in recent weeks, I guess recent months and recent years, I've been hearing a lot about this new line called Gamma. And, you know, I've got to talk to a lot of pro anglers about it. And when I was first introduced to it, of course, was right before Top Gun. And with me today is Tom Ferentz from Gamma. And, Tom, you know, it's been funny. I really got to tell you this. You know, I'm not one of these kind of people that when you hear about a new product, you just go out and run out and buy a bunch of it. But at Top Gun, we heard, you know, you were there. You were able to talk to the anglers, the pro anglers there. And then the momentum has gained so much notoriety here in the last several years. Guys are winning tournaments on it. You know, if it's Terry Scroggins, who's been hotter than a pistol, or Matt Heron, who recently won an event. But your product comes in, and it's always mentioned by these guys, and not because they get paid, but because it's helping them win tournaments. Dave Lefebvre also comes to mind with the two Angler of the Year finishes last year. He kept attributing everything to Gamma. What's the differentiator here?
Well, Terry, back to the Top Gun reference there, it was a real interesting experience. I had headed to Top Gun, and with the hopes of being able to demonstrate and explain the virtues of Gamma Line to, you know, some of the top pros who were in attendance there, and that did take place. Several of them actually ended up fishing and switching to Gamma Line during the tournament, which was, to me, very amazing, because these are people who, you know, are very meticulous with their gear, and they know, you know, their reels, their lines, their rods, their boats, their motors, everything inside out. And here they were switching to a Gamma line after the first day of the tournament. Your question is to why. I think it kind of falls back maybe to what I would consider to be fine-tuning. Like I mentioned, these guys, they know their equipment inside out, and they do everything humanly possible to make it as fine-tuned as possible, so they're both, you know, ready mentally and physically and equipment-wise when they get a fish. The Gamma line, I feel, does that for them. It is a fine-tuned line. They cannot do it on their own with their existing fishing lines, but with a Gamma line, the line is going to perform higher than everything else that they've ever put on their reel before. And there's a reason for it, and I can explain that if you wish.
Oh, I wish you would. And the thing of it is, you know, I think more than anything else, in history, and I'm gonna let you do exactly what we talked about, but what I want to tell you is in history, fluorocarbon's always been more sensitive. Everybody that's ever had a fluorocarbon line, you know, whether it's Seaguar or some of the older companies that have been around that have done it a long time, they think about, well, you know, there's a lot of good properties about it. But during the hook set, that's always been a critical element. You know, guys would say, hey, I like fluorocarbon for the feel, but when I say hook set, I break it. And that's not the case with Gamma, it doesn't seem.
Well, that's exactly right. The difference between our fluorocarbon and others that are out there, there are only a few manufacturers of fluorocarbon in the entire world. But what makes ours different than the others is that process that we put our line through enables our line to do things that other fluorocarbon cannot do. Fluorocarbon as a raw material is a brittle crystalline substance that fractures and breaks. The problem when you go to fish with any fishing line is your line is only as strong as what its knot holding capabilities are. And unfortunately, in most cases, fluorocarbon knots do not hold. They fracture, they break apart, and splinter when any kind of pressure is put on. And that's what I'd heard, you know, first and foremost from all the pros. They wanted to fish with fluorocarbon because they felt they got more takes, but they were hesitant to do it in a tournament because they'd break off a good fish. All fishing line can be made stronger. Why wouldn't the company make their line stronger if they can? They don't, because the stronger that they build it, the more stiff and brittle it becomes. And when it becomes stiff and brittle, no one will fish with it. But what Gamma is able to do, we can build a line that, along with being originally stiff and brittle, it becomes much stronger. It also becomes more abrasion resistant. And then with this processing that we do, it's, you know, the buzzword now is nanotechnology, but we actually realign the molecules within the line, which gives it the flexibility and shock absorption that allows it to withstand a heavy hook set from someone like yourself or Mark Tucker or Terry Scroggins or someone else who's really ripping back on a fish. The combination of having a line that can withstand that strike, along with the suppleness that we're able to get out of it, the suppleness actually in turn helps these guys catch more fish. The fluorocarbon is praised for its sensitivity. Well, sensitivity is created by having a straight line as well as a sensitive line. A straight line meaning fluorocarbon in other brands can be quite kinky or coily even after you've made a cast. So let's just say you're throwing out a tube or something and you're popping it back to you. Every little bit of slack that's in your line takes away from your sensitivity, and you may not know that you're getting a bite. Because of our processing and the suppleness that we were able to achieve, our fluorocarbon line lays straighter in the water, thus giving those guys the advantage of knowing when they get a bite.
That's really critical. I mean, and in applications where you're in heavy cover, a lot of that kind of stuff, and I know the applications most of these guys are using, this used to be, you know, either on the crankbait, something, you know, because the line, it doesn't float, it sinks, and you're able to use it for, you know, that middle to bottom water level. But now I'm seeing guys, they're using it for pretty much everything. Fluorocarbon is something that I think is now becoming more versatile based on the fact it's getting better.
Getting better is the ultimate word there. Every fisherman is trying to take every advantage they can, and having a line that is more sensitive, having one that withstands any pressure that's put to it, the invisibility factor, the longevity of a line, something we didn't talk about. I just recently got an email and a photograph from Mark Zona of a 7-pound, I think 7-ounce smallmouth that he caught. And along with that picture was a little more or less testimonial telling me that he caught around 100 fish that day and never retied. If we think about that, what that means is we all know as a fisherman, the more time your lure spends in the water, the more likely you're going to get bit. And if you're changing less often and not dealing with break-offs and retying constantly, you're fishing more.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, Mark's on a good testament because not only is he a good broadcaster, but he's an excellent fisherman on top of that. You know, real quick, Tom, you know, as we wrap up here, a couple things. Number one is your pro staff's pretty extensive. You know, Brent Chapman, who won that Top Gun event, uses your line. I know Terry Scroggins, who's been hotter than a $2 pistol. Matt Heron, who just recently won the FLW Series event down at Dardanelle. But then you had Dave Lefebvre, who was, I guess, the guy that kind of started with you. He was the, you know, Angler of the Year in the Strand Series last year and also in the FLW Series. It just goes on and on and on. Who else do you have on your staff?
Well, the folks that you're mentioning have been with us for a while, and there are some more recent additions as well, but quickly come to mind, obviously, Brent Chapman, Hackney, Lefebvre, Mark Tucker, Jim Moyna, Elvin Shaw, Matt Heron, Ray Scheid, Daniel Martin Wells.
I got one for you. How about Anthony Gagliardi?
Gagliardi, Angler of the Year last year. Terry Scroggins, obviously. They come in all age groups as well. Jeffrey Topless, the young boy who won the Junior Bassmaster Classic, he's a Gamma user as well. And it actually kind of dissipates from the bass realm in some cases in that we just this weekend we had the major steelheading salmon tournament in the Great Lakes region was won by a Gamma user, Gamma Pro Staff.
Well, you know, I always kid you because you were a fly fisherman at heart, and it came from that. You know, frog hair fishing, that's how I met you. And, you know, avid fly fisherman, but you and I kid each other about it. You know, I always call that sissy fishing. But in reality, I really just, that's tongue-in-cheek because it's not. I mean, and fluorocarbon really had a place there as well. And, Tom, I like I said before, Gamma has been on my radar for quite some time. I'm glad we had the opportunity to talk about it. And maybe we've cleared up some misconceptions about people who want to buy fluorocarbon, and maybe you'll be able to sell some Gamma fluorocarbon a little bit more now.
From what I see, once a person uses our fluorocarbon, they will continue to. So I think that everyone's looking for that advantage.
Well, I look forward to seeing you out on the trail. I know you're on the road a lot, and I'm glad to get a chance to talk to you here and see a little bit more about the technology that goes into just line building. You know, sometimes I think guys will talk about a bait, they'll talk about a rod, they'll talk about a reel, but lines every bit as important. So appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thanks, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.